there's some profound spiritual wisdom in the order that he takes up the doctrine. In the book of Romans, where Paul is laying out the doctrine, he doesn't start with the doctrine of election, which you might think that's where you would start. I mean, after all, election is the eternal decree of God before even the foundation of the world. But first, we wrestle with the doctrine of the law and the doctrine of our own sin. That's what Paul does in chapters 1, 2, and halfway through chapter 3. Then we get the doctrine of Christ, and not only the life and death and resurrection of Christ, but what that means for us, and that good news of Christ is preached to us for our forgiveness. That's the doctrine of justification. And then comes regeneration, which is the Christian's battle against sin. That's what Paul talks about, chapter 5, especially chapter 6, chapter 7, where he talks about the good that I would, I don't, and so forth, chapter 8. And then when we're battling against sin and we're in the midst of the troubles of this life, then Paul brings in the doctrine of election as a doctrine of comfort. In other words, as I'm battling through this Christian life, as I'm battling against my own sinful flesh, as I'm battling against the devil and the afflictions that he brings and the doubts that he wants to cause and all of this sort of thing, and as I think that seems like I'm barely hanging on, or even as if Jesus is barely holding on to me, then comes this promise. Before you were even born, before you were even conceived, before the world even existed, the Lord knew you and the Lord chose you. And so this ordering of the doctrines is very important.